Hey there. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to make sure that you've grabbed our free wedding planning resources that I made specifically to help guide you through the overwhelming details of planning a wedding. Head over to planningcollective.com/free-guides and sign up for totally free resources on expensive wedding planning mistakes, the first four things every engaged couple needs to do, a full backyard wedding or unique venue wedding planner, and our pre-wedding worksheets that every couple needs. All four of these downloads are currently available, and we're working on some more fun and, of course, free resources coming your way soon. Again, you can find all of them at planningcollective.com under the free guides tab. See you there. Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today we're going to chat about the timeline for your stationery items. Most specifically, we're going to talk about wedding invitations. Before we get into figuring out your timeline, I want you to grab the free worksheet that's going to go along with this episode that will help you to outline your specific date. You can find the link for this in the show notes or hop on over to planningcollective.com and you'll find the stationery timeline worksheet listed there for you. Okay, let's get into it. When we're putting together this timeline, we start with the wedding date and we work our way backwards to come up with the dates you need to have listed for your RSVP, send out your invitations, order your invitations, and all of those other fun details. So if we're starting with the end in mind, the true end is going to be your thank you cards. That's going to be the last piece of stationery that you're going to use for your wedding, but it's often good to think about when you are ordering your other products. That way, you can either get a deal if you're bundling it with the other items that you're going to be ordering, but you can also make sure that it's part of a cohesive design if that's important to you. Let's get back to that timeline, though. About 10 to 14 days before your wedding, your vendors and your caterer or your venue are going to need the final counts for your guest list. That's when you're going to need to know the exact number of who's coming and their menu choices. So in order to have that number for them that 10 to 14 days before, you're going to need to make sure that your RSVP date is due about a week before that so that there's some buffer room to call people that haven't turned in their cards. I typically recommend 3 to 4 weeks before the wedding is when you should list the RSVP due date. So that gives you 1 to 2 weeks to be able to follow up with those guests. I know it's sometimes tempting to set your RSVP due date much earlier than that, 5 or 6 weeks before the wedding. It's tempting because you want to know what your final numbers are so that you can figure out your budget and put a whole bunch of other details to rest. I don't recommend doing your RSVP more than 1 month before the wedding. The reason behind this is that plans change. So if somebody RSVPs that they can come or that they're not able to make it, and there's a long gap in between when they respond and the wedding date, there's a good chance that you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who have a change in plans. Whether they can now make it or they can't, it's going to be a headache for you to figure out. Working back from there, we want to make sure that the guests have about 3 to 4 weeks with the invitation in hand before the RSVP is due. That gives them time to make arrangements, look at their calendar, and see if they're able to make it before they get back with you. With that in mind, we're going to want to send the invitation out 6 to 8 weeks before the wedding. That gives the guests a few weeks with the invitation before that RSVP due date. And it gives you a week of buffer time so that you can get in contact with any outstanding RSVPs before counts are due to the vendors. I know it can be really tempting to send out the invitations earlier than that 8-week mark, but I really just don't recommend it. Plans change, things get set aside or lost, and if you're sending it out too early, I find that you're going to be dealing with a lot of last-minute changes or requests that you wouldn't have to deal with if you send it out within that 6 to 8 week mark. So go ahead and look at the calendar, look at your wedding date, and go back about 6 to 8 weeks, and that is going to be when you're sending out your invitations. Now that you know when the invitations are going to be in the mail, when do you need to actually order them? The answer to that is going to depend on what you're actually ordering. Most commonly now, couples are using a template design site like Minted or Zazzle, or one of those where you fill out your details, they print, and send it to you. If you're using one of those, I say about 4 weeks before you need to mail them is when you should be ordering them. Often their turnaround time is less than 2 weeks, but you want to give yourself some time just in case something gets printed wrong, and it also gives you a couple of extra days for stuffing and stamping. It can be a time-consuming activity, especially if you have a large guest list or a detailed invitation. If you're having hand calligraphy done for the invitations, you're going to want to add at least an extra week or so into the process. Reach out to the calligrapher and find out how long they're going to need those envelopes in hand, and then you can adjust your timeline accordingly. If you're going with a more custom design of an invitation rather than a template site like Minted or Zazzle, you're also going to want to add some extra time in for that process. Custom invites vary dramatically in the time that it takes to create, proof, and print them, so make sure to talk to your designer about it and what their time frame looks like. Depending on the details of the design and their workload, they might need an extra 2 to 3 months for production, again, depending on the details. So reach out to them, let them know what you're looking to design or have them create, and then they can let you know what the process and timeline would be. Remember that in general, when you're doing something custom, always add more time to the process, and usually the budget, than you think you're going to need. In general, though, you should look at ordering your invitations about 3 to 4 months before the wedding so that you have plenty of time to get them out in that 6 to 8 week mark. Let's talk about save the dates. The general rule for save the dates is that they should go out between 6 to 9 months before the wedding. I do agree with that generally. I think that's a good range depending on your engagement and when the wedding is, but there are a few reasons why I would recommend sending it out a little bit earlier. If your wedding is going to be on a holiday weekend or if there is a lot of travel involved, maybe the majority of your guests will need to fly in for the wedding or it's a destination wedding, I recommend giving them any advance notice that you can, whether it's in the form of a formal save the date or just giving them the heads up via text or email. The earlier your guests can start to plan for the travel, the more likely they'll be able to attend. Some couples that have longer engagements like to send them out 1 to maybe even 2 years before the wedding. I don't think there's a problem with that. It gives everybody the heads up of what your plans are. The only thing I caution you about is that anybody who receives a save the date is going to expect an invitation to the wedding. If you're inviting people well in advance of your wedding, maybe you don't have the venue or a lot of the details picked out yet, you don't want to send that save the date out until you know exactly who is going to be on that guest list. You can certainly send a save the date out to those that you're closest to, your immediate family, your bridal party, those that you know 100% will be there. Not every guest needs to get a save the date. So if there are some people you're unsure if you're going to be able to include or not, make sure they don't get a save the date. That doesn't mean that they can't be invited later on down the road. Now that we have the timeline for your save the dates, your invitations, and your RSVP cards, let's talk a little bit about timing for the other stationery items. Typically, these are things like menu cards or a seating chart, table numbers, ceremony programs, or other things that you might want to have printed in advance of your wedding. These items are often not printed until the week of the wedding, so don't freak out if you haven't started to think about it yet, but it's often good to have an idea of what you want or start the layout or design of them so that all you have to do is worry about the actual printing in that final week. Items like the menu card, table numbers, programs, and other signage typically aren't going to change, but your place card and seating chart is going to be pretty fluid probably up until that final week. You're going to have people calling and changing, or you might have to change some arrangements in that final week or so. And it's not uncommon to have the final print done several days before the wedding. Again, that doesn't mean you have to wait until a couple of days or the week of the wedding to get started on it. You can certainly have it all designed and ready to go. I just recommend you hold off on printing anything until it gets closer, definitely within that week of the wedding. Most of our couples will use a printer like FedEx or Kinko's, somewhere that's open mostly round the clock, 7 days a week, so that we can get this done last minute. You can reach out to a printing company ahead of time just so you know what their expectations and requirements are. Most places have a FedEx or Kinko's that work pretty much round the clock, and you can get something done within a matter of hours if needed. So again, you can get the ceremony programs, table numbers, some of those other ancillary items done well in advance, and then just hold off on the seating chart or place cards until the week of the wedding. And there you have it, your timeline for your wedding stationery items. I hope you've been able to fill out your worksheet and you now have your timeline complete. Head on over to the Facebook group, Wedding Planning Collective, and let me know what your timeline looks like. And if you found this podcast helpful, I would love it if you would give me a quick review. It would mean the world to me and it will help other couples find the wedding planning tips they need. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey there. Thanks so much for listening to the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Before we get started with the episode, I wanted to let you know about our all-new Wedding Planning Blueprint course. I've taken my 19 years of wedding planning experience and created this course to help guide you from feeling overwhelmed, confused, and maybe even a little alone in the planning process to being informed, confident, and excited about planning again. This course is made up of 5 modules that will take you through the planning stages and include details on creating your budget and wedding design, hiring your vendors, food and beverage 101, rental checklists, and all of the pre-wedding details you need to get rid of FOWO, which is the fear of wedding oversight, amongst so many other topics that we cover. You can find all of the details over at planningcollective.com/WPB course. And if you join before the end of January, you will also receive access to the weekly Zoom planning sessions. I hope to see you there.